Downtown washroom issues. The public washroom at 35th Street and 30th Avenue in Vernon is once again a topic of discussion regarding vandalism. Nature's Fair Market, residents of McCulloch Court, and five other businesses emailed the city to express their displeasure at having to deal with unhoused individuals congregating around the area. An underlying belief is that the washrooms attract the homeless and that they stay due to the convenient seating area, their email reads. While groups of homeless are not necessarily the issue, there is a perception held by the public that the area is unsafe and has an unfortunate real impact of people feeling unsafe and/or uncomfortable, which deters shopping. Town. Carrie Gares brought forth a motion to reorient the landscaping surrounding the bathrooms. I do not want to remove the bathrooms, but I think we need to look at this from a critical suggestion and hopefully make changes to help the businesses. Town. Brian Quiring brought up a suggestion of his own. I think we should take the benches out, he said. The problem is people are sleeping around the area. Those bathrooms are not to be a hangout, loitering space. They are supposed to be a facility to use and move on. The cost of removing the benches would be minimal, according to James Rice, the director of operations services for the city. However, the motion that Gares suggested, to remove the benches, trim the hedges, and move boulders to the area, would cost close to $10,000. Gares' motion was defeated. However, a revamped motion was brought forth by Cowan. Quiring. My motion is to remove the benches, trim the shrubbery to discourage loitering, and monitor it. That motion was passed, as it was within the operational budget. More free parking? The Downtown Vernon Association, DVA, is asking council to offer more free parking days. Keelan Murtaugh, DVA Executive Director, is requesting a change to the current parking bylaw. According to Murtaugh, the current bylaw includes 8 free days of on-street parking and 4 free days of off-street parking. However, he said, it is more like 7 and 3 due to 1 day from each category being reserved for another community or group. The DVA did a survey in March to its members regarding parking, of which the majority of respondents emphatically asked for free parking every day all the time. Our answer to that is no, as that is unrealistic, but we do want to figure something out for our members, Murtaugh said. Let's meet in the middle. Free parking lets customers feel less rushed, spend longer times in stores, increase foot and vehicle traffic and engages members who wouldn't use metered parking, says Murtaugh. We are asking for 2 additional free parking days yearly, said Murtaugh. In order to further stimulate attendance to existing downtown events, encourage new events, increase foot traffic which amplifies vibrancy and ultimately increases revenue for our downtown members. City staff will bring the matter back to council at a future meeting. Marshall Field parking issues. The Vernon Pickleball Association, in partnership with the Vernon Tennis Association and the North Okanagan Youth Soccer Association, NOYSA, presented numerous safety concerns they have about the 3 parking lots near their venue. According to spokesperson Brent Brolin, the gravel parking lot west of the pickleball facility is filled with potholes, and fill with water, which freeze, creating a slipping hazard. In addition, the parking lots do not have lighting, which, he says, is a personal and physical issue. Finally, emergency vehicle access has been compromised in the area due to the lack of controlled parking spaces. We have had 3 emergency service cardiac calls in the past month, Brolin said. EMS vehicles did make it to the proper destination in a timely manner, but it was evident that if there had been any further parking congestion, the outcome could have been different. Brolin also added that the NOYSA can no longer offer its June wind-up events to children because of the severe lack of parking and congestion in the area. Paved and expanded parking lots, along with lights in the area, are being requested by the 3 groups. Cowan, Akbal Mund mentioned that they did receive, probably 200 emails, with regard to the issues. That shows that we have a concern here, he said. We will address this at our next meeting. So moving on. the chief administrative officer of the city of Vernon, Patty Bridle, had her last council meeting on Monday. "I want to thank her, as she has been a super addition to the city of Vernon staff," Mayor Victor Cumming said. "It has been tremendous having her as our Sal." Cumming added that Bridle, who briefly retired a few years ago, came out of retirement in December of 2022, to drive the bus for us. "Bridle will continue to be with us in a handover process," said Cumming, as Peter Weber resumes the Sal role November 4.